Doug Landreth is president of Gay Grassroots of Northwest Florida, the organizers of Pensacola's Pride Week. It wrapped up on Saturday. And he says over the past few years, they've expanded the celebration from 3 all the way to 8 days of events. This year, they kicked off with a festival in Seville Square Park. And Landreth says attendance was better than ever.
Right. We had just finished up the kickoff of Pensacola Pride 2016 with our festival in the park, which is certainly our largest event.
And it was extremely festive, lots of music, lots of dancing, eating, drinking. It was a blast. It was a huge party. And then the next morning, of course, we woke up to the news that everyone else woke up to.
Donna Stow was Gay Grassroots treasurer. And, of course, she's talking about news of a mass shooting in Orlando.
Unfortunately, that's become kind of commonplace. You know, they happen. And I didn't hear any details or anything. And then I heard that it might be terrorism related. So that, you know, got my attention. And then I heard it was at a gay club. And that really got my attention. And, like, I was glued to the TV all morning.
That's Lewis Cooper, one of the committee members helping organize events for Pride. Geographically, Pensacola is far removed from Orlando. It's closer to places like New Orleans, but that doesn't mean the attack didn't hit close to home. Isaiah Ray works at a local gay bar called Emerald City.
I mean, I'm still worried sometimes, and it's just like a quick thought that pops into my head. Like, I see somebody new walk in the door, I'm like, right off the back, like, who are you?
And for others in the community, the connections run deeper. Before Mark Bird and his husband settled in Pensacola, they lived in Orlando. And Bird says his cousin was at Pulse just hours before the shooting.
And he decided to leave early. For some reason, he had a premonition of why, you know, about I need to leave early. So he and a friend went and they did some other things, you know, in town. And then roughly about 2 hours later, that's when the gunman came in there and shot the living daylights out of everybody.
All the same, organizers say they were never going to cancel Pride. Instead, Stow got to work pulling together a last-minute vigil Monday night. But she says it came with a number of new concerns.
You couldn't bring anything that you could conceal anything in. And it felt strange to have to say that to people when just the day before they could bring anything they want and have a great time in the exact same spot. And now you can't because now we got to be careful.
Stow says the vigil was good for the community. But for she and her partner, there's still a lot to untangle.
When I turned the car on, there was a song playing that we had heard 1,000 times. And all of a sudden, it was very different because it had a whole new meaning. And it was talking about, I miss my friends, I miss my mother.
I miss the air, I miss my friends, I miss my mother, I miss it when life was a party to be thrown. But that was a million years ago.
We didn't think about what we always thought about when we heard that song before. We thought about what those people were thinking about in their last moments because so many of them texted their mom and that sort of thing. And the entire attitude of everything that we see now, we see in a different light.
For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans in Pensacola.